Hello and welcome to the podcast. Brian P. Albers here, and this is more of a random podcast, but man, when you get that spark of a thought or something you just want to share, you just got to jump on. And I'm the kind of person that doesn't think twice about things. I just jump forward and just do it. So let's get on with it. Today, I'm going to share with you some insights into just the overall struggle of doing something new, right? A lot of us are scared of doing something new because we are scared of failure, scared of how people would think of us, scared of the idea of trying something that will consume a lot of your time and not knowing the end result. But man, that to me is the most, luring thing about trying this whole venture of trying out a startup called Wedding Grid. You know, my idea, it was risky. I have people involved, money from other people involved. I have time that I have invested, 2 years worth. And I still don't know where the end result would turn out. I don't know where the end game will leave me, you know? And I am still very encouraged to give this thing a shot. I am still encouraged to go forward and give it my all and hope that this would bring me the goal that I needed to bring. And to me, it's all about your why. And I did a podcast about this a while back, but man, I gotta tell you that discovering my why fuels my overcoming of fear of taking risks. It overcomes my idea that it's not gonna work and that I'll give it a try because at least I tried to better my future, right? And I think that's where you have to start off. So if you have this idea of a blog, if you have this idea to start a business, a venture, to do something different, because your why is either financial freedom or if it's a better lifestyle, a better life for your family, for yourself. I mean, to be really honest and blunt, I started Wedding Grid because I wanted financial freedom. I did not want to work for someone 9 to 5, you know, Monday through Friday, some weekends here and there, to benefit somebody else's pocket. No, I wanted that freedom for myself. I wanted to be the CEO of my own company, in hope that, you know, I could bring freedom to my family, that I could bring freedom to my mom and dad, that I could retire them through my hard-earned money. And that's the reason why I started Wedding Grid. And, you know, I do love the wedding industry, but not to the extent that I, you know, want to make it my one and all. No, I want to become a opened serial entrepreneur. And what does that even mean? Well, that I help other businesses grow, that I invest into other businesses. And that is my goal. That's my ideal goal. That Wedding Grid will provide some sort of funding that I can go and pour into other businesses like I was once poured into. I have investors involved. I do. And I have their money at stake with my business. And I presented the idea thoughtfully and thoroughly where they got impressed and they were secure to invest money into this business venture. And guys, I'm 2 years in. My Instagram profile is blowing up because I decided to overcome that fear, that risk of potentially failing. And right now it's an uphill journey. God is by my side. And I strongly believe that when God plants an idea in your mind, it's for a purpose. And God just throws the seed. I could picture him up there just trickling seeds of ideas into our minds. And it's up to us whether we take it or not, whether we do something with it or not. The idea just doesn't come from nowhere. That idea came from God. And if you're a believer like I am, you understand that things happen for a reason. I believe that this idea that I had with Wedding Grid came from God. And my prayer to financial freedom is going to be answered through Wedding Grid. And through patience, perseverance, and commitment, and dedication, God will supply. Same thing with me taking on this health coaching business. My pastor, you know, shared that idea with me. It's by no coincidence. I prayed about it. I felt right about it. It aligned with my financial goals. And God provided, and now I'm helping a ton of people win their health back, and I get paid for it. There's no better feeling to get paid and to sleep at night knowing that you change somebody's life. that's what health coaching does for me. And I do it on a part-time basis. People are like, bro, how do you afford two cars? Well, guess what? I picked up a part-time on top of my career. I didn't let go of filmmaking. I did not let go of my career, and I would never let go of my career. This part-time side hustle is providing enough for me to cover an extra car for my family and I. My wife has her own car to run errands. She just texted me today. She's like, hey, you know what? I'm going to go buy the groceries and some milk because we bought an espresso machine. So she's pretty excited about that. And the idea of even starting this podcast came birthed because, well, in this recording in particular, because my wife just texted me and she's going to the grocery store to go to Target. And I'm like, you know what? I have my own car. I'm running errands. She has her own car. She's running errands on her own time. It's an amazing feeling, and most people don't have the luxury of having two cars. But guess what? I can do that because I said yes to an idea that God planted in my heart, and now I'm helping and I'm saving people's lives through health, and God is blessing my family along with it. It all started with an idea. My why. My why is that financial freedom, the freedom to live the life that I wanted. You know, money will not fuel my why. My why is what fuels my monetary financial goals. I don't know if that made any sense, but I'm still going to run with it. Money does not fuel my mission. And I am striving for a better life. I am striving for a better future for my family. And one day I have a goal to be at a certain place with my wife and I and my puppy. And I want to travel the world and explore the world. I'm almost 30 and I don't want to sit at the same desk that I'm at and just know that there's a world to be explored and I'm sitting here filling somebody else's pocket. You know, I want to get to the point in life where I could still operate my career on my own time and operate my business ventures on my time. Right. So if you got anything from this podcast, it was really raw. I may have messed up a few times, but the whole purpose of this podcast is to let you know if you have an idea, it didn't come from somewhere random. It didn't come from somebody else. It came from God. God plants these ideas, and it's up to you whether to take the challenge and run with it, learn from the mistakes, because you will fail. I'll tell you this right now, you will fail. But it's those moments in life when you get back up that you make major, major progress, major growth. And that's the fun part for me. And take it heartily. God gave you that idea. And I recommend that you do something with it. If it aligns with your goals, if it's beneficial to your life, if it's not going to hurt you or anybody else, that's a God-given idea right there. So do me a favor. Write it down. Don't forget about it. Don't pray too long about it. And just take action. Because God will answer prayer through action. That's how he answered Wedding Grid. I ran with it. I ran the outlines. I ran the ideas, the blueprints. I presented it. That was my action. And when my investor said yes, I'm like, God, you provided. I'm going to run with it. And I'm going to keep seeking you through the action of me running with this business. Thanks, guys, for tuning in. I appreciate your time and hearing this random podcast, but I really hope that it brings you some value. Again, this is a weekly podcast, and I hope that you're inspired by this. If you have any questions, follow me on Instagram. It's Brian P. Alvarez, and I would love to help you with anything you have going on. Make sure you subscribe wherever it is that you're listening to this, and I'll catch you next week.